Florida tied for lowest daily coronavirus cases per capita in the U.S. by Hannah Blow on October 27, 2021. Florida is tied for having the lowest number of daily average cases of the Chinese coronavirus per capita in the United States. The Sunshine State, which came under tremendous criticism from members of the far left throughout the pandemic, is now tied with Hawaii for having the lowest coronavirus case rate per capita, according to the New York Times case map last updated Wednesday. Both states are reporting 9 daily average cases per 100,000. That represents a 39% drop in cases for Florida over the last 2 weeks. Meanwhile, notoriously blue states, even those which still have mask mandates in place, are reporting a higher volume of cases per capita. Illinois, for example, which still has a statewide mask mandate in place per Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker, is reporting 17 cases per 100,000. Washington, D.C., which also has a mask mandate in place, is reporting 12 cases per capita. Governor Gretchen Whitmer's, D., Michigan is reporting 38 cases per 100,000. Governor Tom Wolf's, D., Pennsylvania is reporting 30 per capita. And Governor Kathy Hochul's, D., New York is reporting 19 per capita. Three states which implemented severe restrictions throughout the pandemic last year and revived some of those mandates this year as well. Notably, Florida also is reporting a significantly lower daily case average than those three states, 1,863. Michigan's is 3,784, Pennsylvania's is 3,890, and New York's is 3,771. For months during the pandemic, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis faced tremendous criticism from the establishment media and blue state leaders for his approach during the public health crisis, prioritizing individual liberty and standing against coercive mandates. Unlike blue state governors, DeSantis did not continue months-long lockdowns, or did he ever issue a statewide mask mandate. When vaccines were rolling out, he prioritized the most vulnerable, specifically, the senior population. But even then, the establishment media accused him of bucking Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, guidelines. Despite the criticism, Florida's case rate per capita is among the lowest in the nation, and the state's economy is recovering. Florida's job growth rate is 3 times the national average, growing for 17 consecutive months. Hochul's administration's focus has now focused on protecting jobs by standing against vaccine mandates. I will not let the heavy hand of government force Floridians to take a shot. That violates their constitutional rights, infringes on their medical freedom, and threatens their livelihoods, DeSantis said after announcing a special session to create protections for Floridians.